news that will both astound and horrify you. Australian paleontologists have discovered that giant sea scorpions once lived in Australian waters. These prehistoric scorpions are cousins of the scorpions we know today and were some of the largest marine predators to have ever existed in the Paleozoic era, some growing to more than 2.5 metres long. Researchers even think that if humans had been around and swimming in the oceans hundreds of millions of years ago, we might have been on the menu too. Joining us now on The Daily to tell us more about the prehistoric predators is Patrick Mark Smith, a paleontology technical officer at the Australian National Museum. Good morning, Patrick.
Hello, hello.
Thank you so much for joining us.
That's all right. I'm happy to join you guys today.
I can't wait to find out more about this. First off, can you tell us about these giant sea scorpions and what they looked like?
Sure. Well, so this is part of a group of animals called the Eurypterids. They're colloquially known as sea scorpions, but that's a bit informal for scientists, so we call them Eurypterids. And these guys look a bit like a modern-day scorpion. They look a bit like what you would expect. A scorpion has a long tail with, in this case, rather than a stinger at the end, they had sometimes a paddle, or sometimes they had a long barb, a bit like a horseshoe crab.
That's amazing. And do you know more about this creature, like what they used to eat? We mentioned before that if we lived in prehistoric times, we might have been on the menu. What do we know more about the creature?
Well, we know that these group of animals are actually not just one animal, but a group of animals. In fact, they include almost over 250 species, so they're quite a large group of animals.
Oh, gosh, yeah.
Now, not all of them are giants, though. Only some of them were giants, but these guys, they would have fed on things like possibly early fish, so possibly our early ancestors, but they also would have fed on a lot of other shelly creatures. And we know that from their poo, believe it or not. Their fossilised poo that we find is what are called coprolites.
Oh, my God.
The technical name for fossilised poo. These guys would have been crawling around on the seafloor, basically looking for anything that they could shove in their mouths, a bit like modern-day horseshoe crabs or modern-day lobsters. They sort of would have searched for anything that they could feed upon. And if we were around at that time, we possibly would have been prey to some of the larger species. Some of the largest ones got to 2.5 metres in length.
My goodness.
So it suggests that possibly we would have ended up on the menu because they would have eaten fish roughly sort of in the orders of metres of length to sometimes possibly a little bit bigger, sometimes 1.5 metres in length.
My goodness. And you've written an article for The Conversation, and you spoke about how the history of these colloquially known Australian sea scorpions has been a bit patchy. Why is the history or the knowledge about them being a bit patchy?
Well, so the Australian record has been very patchy. The worldwide record of them is good in some places in the world, but these guys, like a lot of other fossil arthropods, so the group of animals that these guys belong to, which also includes things like modern-day scorpions, but other things like insects, crabs, horseshoe crabs, and all sorts of crustaceans. Unfortunately, some of these arthropods have soft shells. They don't have hard shells. They don't have minerals in them, or sometimes they're lightly mineralized. And so that means that these guys, when they died and were preserved in the rocks, they often would decay and fall apart and then sometimes just be completely eaten by microbes. And so we don't find their fossils very frequently. Now, it means that you only can find them in very particular environments, environments that were very low in oxygen. Now, the rocks on Australia's surface are different to a lot of other places in the world. So that means that the rocks that we have, particularly on the east coast of Australia where these fossils are found, though there is one species known from Western Australia, they generally tend to be highly folded, and those highly folded rocks often destroy fossils, particularly soft-bodied things, which disappear even in well-preserved fossil deposits. And so we don't have a lot of them in Australia, and so people just haven't found them, really. They also haven't been looking for them as well, because they're not seen as being a very interesting fossil in terms of correlating packages of rock, in terms of timing them. And so they just have been sort of largely ignored over time.
That's really interesting. I mean, that would definitely make it hard to find out more about them if the fossils themselves deteriorate or are hard to locate in their whole. What's next in finding out more, and what else will you be looking at?
Well, so this was a paper that was done in collaboration with a colleague of mine, Dr. Russell Bicknell, who's at the University of New England. And he generally works on modelling these animals. And modelling, he actually worked with horseshoe crabs. They're close cousins of these guys. Modelling them and looking at how those three-dimensional models interact with their environment. So doing things like how the water would pass over these specimens and how much drag would that create, as well as how they would feed and what the feeding apparatus underneath these organisms, because these guys feed by teeth on their legs, basically. And he worked at how these guys would feed, or at least horseshoe crabs would feed. And so the next possibility is moving on to these Eurypterids, these sea scorpions, and to see if his models can work on crushing or how these guys would have broken up their prey as they were feeding.
My gosh. And on that note, I'm glad that we went around at the time, although it's so, so fascinating, really interesting to find out about. Unfortunately, we do have to leave it there, but thank you so much for telling us all about them.
That's all right. I'm happy to help.